It's been a turbulent week for GM as it finally emerged from the US government bailout, with Treasury selling off the last of its shares in the company. GM has also just killed off its own Chevrolet brand in Europe, and on Monday named its new chief executive. Our North America correspondent Ben Knight asked GM's media spokesman Greg Martin to elaborate on the company's decision to close its Australian operations.
Well, there are competitive forces around the globe that we're seeing come to bear in other parts of the world, whether it be in the U.S. and Europe and other parts of Asia. When you consider the scale and magnitude of that adjustment to automotive manufacturing around the world, it's finally come to bear in Australia. If you look at the sustained strength of the Australian dollar, the cost to produce things in the country, and then certainly it's a very small domestic market, arguably a very competitive and fragmented market, those forces came to play, and it really resulted us in making a very, very difficult but necessary decision to cease production there in 2017.
Would a government assistance package have forestalled it?
Unlikely. Again, these are forces that General Motors and other automakers around the world are contending with, whether it's in the U.S. or Europe. And unfortunately, the time had come despite our best efforts, and certainly despite the efforts of us working very closely with the government, likewise them working with us to forestall this. It was a tough decision that we had to make, and the time had come.
General Motors has talked about the Australian dollar, about the tariff situation. Does the company at any point take a share of the blame for the strategy that it's undertaken in Australia over the past 10, 15 years?
I think the company's done its best to keep production over there and, again, responding to the competitive forces at play. It's a decision we'd undertake lightly, and it was very difficult considering how rich the history is. But we're going to stay there. We're going to still sell and service and market vehicles over there. We're going to maintain an engineering presence. But, again, these are forces that spare no automaker, whether it's General Motors, Ford, Toyota, or others.
No, but they've all, I guess, been equally guilty of continuing to build the larger cars, which have now lost market share, of not moving quickly enough on things like hybrid technology or fuel-efficient vehicles. I mean, it was Holden who came up with the E-Commodore in 2000, a hybrid vehicle, which is now sitting in the Powerhouse Museum. If the company had reacted more quickly or gone about a different strategy, as other international car makers did, could that have, I guess, avoided this situation?
No, I think if you've really watched closely General Motors over the years, it's made dramatic progress on a number of fronts with new technology, smaller vehicles, vehicles that are more customer focused, certainly meeting the needs of a particular market. Now, of course, based on this decision, hindsight, others might suggest that the company didn't move fast enough. But again, that's hindsight. It's always a little bit more clear than what we have to deal with in the present, and certainly as we look ahead to the new vehicles and certainly new technologies and what we're going to bring out, and that's where our focus is.
That's Greg Martin, spokesman for General Motors, speaking in Detroit with our North America correspondent, Ben Knight.